Hi, Sally. What you doing sitting out here on the front porch all by yourself? Plump, said he, sitting himself down on a step. Oh. Hey. I said hello.
Hello, Cecil.
Fine, thank you. Oh, golly, I was just going... Hey, what's the matter, Sally? Are you crying?
Oh, no. Don't be silly. Oh, I feel terrible.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. What's the matter? Are you sick?
Oh, of course I'm not sick. What would I be sick for?
Well, whatever's wrong, I'm sorry. Can I do something?
Yes. Leave me alone.
Well, I just thought I'd come over and say hello.
Oh, it's such a mean old sad world.
Well, I've said hello. Want me to beat it?
No. Stay here. Oh, nothing matters. Oh, dear.
Hey, what are you crying about?
I'm not crying.
Well, you're not laughing.
I'm just sort of... Oh, leave me alone.
I didn't touch you. Gee, you look terrible.
You see? Well, I've been home all by myself, and everything has been so stale and quiet and still.
Well, that's nothing to break into tears about.
Well, I didn't want to, and when I started, I couldn't stop. You've never been this way, I don't think.
I hope not. Gee, I'm sorry, Sally.
There's nothing to be sorry about. You see, I was looking in my mirror in my room.
What were you looking in your mirror for?
To see myself, of course.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know anything. Won't you stop sniffling?
No, I won't. I'll sniffle all I want to. You can go home if you don't like the way I sniffle. There.
All right. It's beautiful. A little bit flat, though.
Do you want me to tell you the rest?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, I looked at myself in the mirror and...
And was so disappointed that you cried. Is that all?
No. I wasn't feeling so good anyhow, and I thought to myself, my goodness, but I look sad. Didn't you look at yourself in the mirror ever and think how sad you looked?
No. I don't think I ever have. I try to look stern or ferocious sometimes, but I don't think I ever looked so sad. I hadn't noticed.
Well, I was just roaming around the house, and I thought, while I was looking in the mirror, my, how sad I look.
All right. You thought, how sad you look. Did you let it go at that?
Well, I thought I would see how really sad I could look, you know, just to see.
Well, you look pretty sad now. You want my handkerchief?
Thanks. Well, I stood in front of my mirror and tried to see how sad I could look. You know, I wanted to be sort of sorry for myself.
What's the percentage in doing that? Oh, I think you're crazy.
Well, if you're going to talk that way, I won't tell you the rest.
I'm sorry. Now, don't, Sally. Gosh, I wish you wouldn't.
Don't pat me, Cecil. I'm not a puppy.
All right. I won't touch you. Tell me the rest.
Well, I looked at myself and I tried to see how sad I could look, but I didn't do so well. And then I tried to think of all the sad things I could think of, and so...
Hey, well, wait a minute. Don't start that again.
Oh, I won't. Oh, Cecil, I feel so bad.
Well, so do I. Keep this up and we'll both be sitting out here bawling.
Wouldn't that be funny? And Uncle Thomas would come home and see us.
Hooray, you're laughing. Atta girl, Sally, old kid, old kid. Feel better?
No, I feel worse.
Don't stop now. What did you think of? Something sad?
Oh, Cecil, you've no idea what I've been through. It's awful.
Please get back on the track again, Sally. What was it?
Well, I thought of this. That I thought, suppose Uncle Thomas should die. I thought, suppose Uncle Thomas should die and leave me all alone.
Oh. Huh. Well, you sure picked out a nice, pleasant little subject.
Oh, I thought, suppose he should die and leave me all alone with nobody in the world. And so I got to crying and, oh, it's terrible.
Well, cheer up. Nothing's wrong. It's all right now. My gosh.
But that's not the worst. I couldn't stop.
Well, that's as bad as I can think of. You better stop now.
Oh, Cecil, you don't know what it means to lose somebody.
Oh, Sally, snap out of it. You're all shot to pieces.
Cecil, there's some more.
All right, give me the whole story. What's the rest?
Well, it wasn't just Uncle Thomas dying. It was everything else, too. Oh, goodness, it's awful.
Suppose you tell me the rest, then. I can stand it.
Well, after I thought about Uncle Thomas dying and leaving me all alone, I thought, suppose that you should die.
Holy cow, you even had me die. Well, you're no piker.
Please don't make fun, Cecil. It's too serious.
I can't feature anyone with no more to do than to sit around and think of different people dying.
Cecil, that isn't all. I thought, suppose that Uncle Thomas should die, and you should die, and everybody should die. Everybody except me. And I thought how lonely I'd be. Oh, nobody left but me.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, cut it out, Sally. I feel like a sap.
I can't help it. It's so sad. No one but me. No one to love me. All by myself.
Well, thanks very much for feeling sad about me dying, but I'm feeling pretty good, thank you. Oh, come on, Sally.
Cecil, wouldn't it be terrible, all of you dying? Dead?
Well, sure it would, but forget about it. Oh, it's not true. You just thought it up.
I know it, but I can't help but feel this way. Oh, dear.
Well, what I'd like to know is, after you got all worked up like this, did you look in the mirror to see how you looked?
Oh, goodness. Oh, dear, I forgot all about that then. I felt so sad, and I forgot to see how I'd look.
Oh, my gosh. After all that trouble and bluey. Oh, what a stoop.
Cecil, would you feel bad if you got to thinking that I died? Would you?
Oh, I don't know. I would never think about it. Why should I?
Well, sometime when you want to feel sad, would you?
Oh, I don't know. Let's forget that. There's no percentage.
Oh, I believe you wouldn't. You wouldn't care. You wouldn't care if you were the only person on Earth left in the world. Oh.
Now, Sally, now, please, now, wait a minute. I'd feel rotten. Oh, I'd feel punk. I can tell you now. Now, forget it. Now, come on. Let's go for a ride in Ben-Hur. Do you still feel miserable?
All right. Let's go. Goodness, but I've enjoyed this. I haven't had such a good time since our pet canary died and I buried it in the backyard. Oh, it's been such a pleasure. Let's go, Cecil. Here's your handkerchief.